And so we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline to check in with MLB.com's Indians beat reporter. She is Mandy Bell, and we always love having her on. Mandy, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, I can't exactly say that about the ball club that you have to watch every single day, but what do we do, Mandy? They've lost. They just dropped 3 of 4 to the Rays, and the Red Sox are in town. How concerned should the fan base be about what we're watching?
Well, I think this is a better question for about 2 weeks from now after we see how they respond to this big test in the schedule that they're about to go through. It's going to be an interesting stretch, obviously, in Boston today. Helps that they're going to mix in Chicago after that, but then you have the Twins, you have the Yankees. It's going to be a difficult stretch. I mean, before this, they had a little bit of an easier portion in the schedule, and they did not thrive during that time period. So it does raise concern for Indians fans going into this stretch where they'll be playing tougher teams. But just how concerned everyone needs to be will probably be a better question after they go through this. Because if it's a rough stretch, then they can find themselves pretty far out of the AL Central by the end of it.
Yeah, and that's my biggest concern, Mandy, is I continue to watch, like, the struggles that are taking place with various guys in the lineup, and everybody continues to point to Jose Ramirez. And is there some kind of solution to this prolonged slump coming? Is he working on something, or is it just a mess and we've got to figure out a different way to go about things?
It's tough. I mean, he's obviously working every single day, and the longer this goes on, it doesn't get easier, because the more and more you press, because it just gets so frustrating. And you can tell that he's frustrated during this whole process. And Tito answers questions every single day about him, and the answer never changes. He says, I know he's going to hit. I wish I could make sure that it's today, but I cannot. But I know it's going to, and whenever he does, he's going to look like the old Jose Ramirez that we all know. So, I mean, I don't know how many more times Tito can answer it, but he hasn't lost confidence. That's why they did bump him from 3 to 5 in the lineup. But I don't see any harm in shifting the lineup even more. Shift him down a few more spots. Try to alleviate all the pressure that he has right now as much as possible, because, I mean, he has struggled since last August, and it just, there's times where maybe it starts to seem like things are coming together for a game, but then he goes the next, I don't know, 10 or 12 games, and he falls right back into the slump. So it's just tough. Maybe you put him down in that A-hole and just try to let him figure it out. But it's a very difficult stretch for him right now.
It's ugly. I mean, it's definitely ugly, and you can kind of tell that the league has made an adjustment to him, and he hasn't really adjusted back. And so it's, I wonder what they do from here. I hope you're right. I mean, I hope Tito just goes, hey, let's send him down to the 8-hole, or maybe we, you know, I hate to say this, but send him down to the minors for a little bit and have him watch some tape and work on some stuff, and because they've adjusted and he is just puzzled at what they're doing to him.
Right, and a big thing has been, it's not just Jose. It's a bunch of different guys that have been brought up to Francona every pregame session that we talk to him. And he just keeps hyping on the fact that the big thing is a guy goes a month and a half, and hasn't been able to figure it out. He's like, we don't just get rid of them. That is not something that this organization does. He says there's teams out there that might do that, that will send them down, or like guys that, I don't know, you know, like superstar level of Jose Ramirez, guys who are struggling, you don't just send them down, you don't just get rid of them, you try to help them through it. But I don't know how long that can go on when you just try to help them through it before something has to happen. So it's definitely interesting, but at least at this point, it seems like they're still in full confidence and still behind him and keeping him in the same spot in the order. I don't know. I think maybe the next step should just be bumping him down maybe a few more rungs in that batting lineup.
She is Mandy Bell from MLB.com joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. All right, so let's talk about something a little bit happier. Trevor Bauer came out yesterday and said that he's figured it out. He thinks that he finally has it. And from what I'm looking at, I mean, he had one walk yesterday. I mean, it started to look a little bit more like Trevor Bauer. Do you think he's finally figured it out, Mandy?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a better start than what he's had in his last few. I know a lot of people were confused whenever he said that just because he had the wild pitches. Those were during that fifth inning when it was raining pretty hard. And he said that he did have trouble with the mound that inning, and that's whenever the grounds crew came out. And as soon as they started to fix things, he started to feel a little bit better. But I do see his point where his outing was better than his last few. And I think what I wrote last night, and it seems sort of like he knows himself so well that he can start to predict when these things are coming. When he was in Miami and on April 30th, he had a decent outing. I mean, it wasn't his best of the year, but he went seven innings, allowed four runs, and struck out 10, which to most is pretty decent. And he came off and he talked to media afterwards and said, "I just suck right now." And everyone sort of looked around because he had been so great through his six starts before that, and then had that one where it was just like, all right, yeah, I guess it was four runs, but I don't know that. And then he went straight into this rut that he went into on them. So he could just feel that it was coming. So if he's starting to feel the same way now that it's getting better, he's at least proven once this year that he could predict the future and could feel himself getting into maybe bad mechanics. I don't know what it was, because he keeps hinting at the fact that he had some sort of restriction, and we followed up saying, so injury? And he's like, no, I was not injured, and I'm not injured now. So I don't know what physical restrictions he had before that caused any of this, but it seems like everything's behind him the way that he said it. So if he did it once, maybe he can predict it again.
I'm going to go with mild discomfort due to having his belt one knot a little too tight. I think that's what I'm going to aim on for restriction. At least that would restrict me in my day-to-day life. So that's what I'm aiming for. Mandy Bell joins us from MLB.com. All right, how awesome is Shane Bieber? Let's talk about something happy. How awesome is Shane Bieber, and how good has he been this season, Mandy?
It's been so much fun to watch. It's so great. I mean, I obviously wasn't here last year, but the things that people told me coming in about watching him and the potential he has, and man, how quickly he lived up to that. Tito just loves this guy. He just raves about him, and I mean, he lives up to it every single day. It was so much fun watching his outing last weekend, going the complete game shutout, and then following up with another 10 strikeouts on Friday. And he's just been dominant this year, and in a year where the staff has really, really needed him, with two injuries, Trevor Bauer going through some struggles on the mound. I mean, who would have thought the 23-year-old would have been the one to step up and just be the complete rock of this rotation right now when they need him most, and he really, really has. So it's been fun to watch.
It's been a blast to watch him throw. I was laughing with somebody, because I always said that Corey Kluber reminded me of Greg Maddux, and Shane Bieber reminds me of Corey Kluber. And, like, I that whole ladder that takes place there, like, just blows me away that this kid is, I think he's 23, he's this mm-hmm. good already, and the sky is just the limit. And I even love the story of Bauer and Clevenger, of course, taking all of the credit for the kid now throwing 95 on top of that. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, the three of them are as close can be. I mean, it's pretty cool, because not every team is as tight. Their pitching staff is as tight as this one. Anytime anyone has a bullpen session, they all go out together. They all watch each other. So all their schedules revolve around one another's schedules, and it's pretty cool, because you always know whenever someone has a bullpen, because when you're standing in the clubhouse pregame, if all of the starters are gone, you know where they are. So it's pretty neat. They all break things down together. If anyone's struggling, especially the three of them, they come together and they try to figure it out. I know Bieber has mentioned a couple times this year where he's been mid-start and he hasn't. It's not like he's had a bad start, but Bauer sort of just sees something a little bit off, and he'll point it out to him, and then he'll say, and then from there I was even better. So it's a really cool dynamic that they have, and it's cool for someone that's 23 years old and has the potential that he does to have guys on the staff that are, you know, as dominant as Trevor Bauer, Mike Clevenger, and they're there to help him out every step of the way. So that's been a big benefit to him, and he's said that all year.
All right, Mandy, I got two questions left for you, and they're probably the two hardest questions you're going to get all day. Are you ready?
Okay.
The Indians at the deadline, will they be buyers or will they be sellers? And yes, I will allow you to answer with call me in a month.
I was about to just say that. It's tough. I think this stretch is going to be, it's going to be the defining stretch of the season, and it's hard to say that whenever you're still in May, and it's going to be the first few weeks of June, and it's tough to swallow the fact that this is so big so early, but it is. They've fallen 10 games back of the Twins, and if they go through a rough stretch here, you don't want to start getting 15-plus games out already, because you're just putting yourself in a hole that's nearly impossible to dig out of this early. So if they're starting to figure it out, it'll be interesting to see Zach Plesac make his start tomorrow. There's definitely things. Bobby Bradley continues to destroy AAA, and maybe he gets the call soon. I know Tito's been saying that they've been watching him. Daniel Johnson eventually this season, and Tito keeps saying that he's on their radar. So there's definitely things that could happen at some point that can cause a spark if this team right now can figure out how to just at least get play 500 ball at this point and stop getting into these 4 or 5 game losing streaks. As long as they're at least in contention for the wild card, they're not going to just do a complete fire sale and just start the rebuild. As long as they see that wild card, they're going to try to play as if they could secure that. So it'll be a big test over this next 2 week stretch.
All right. Question number two, and this one might be harder than number one. What's your favorite part of Cleveland so far?
Oh, man. The restaurants are definitely up there. Barrio has taken way too much of my money.
I live here, and trust me, I think I owe about 15 pounds to Barrio, so don't feel bad.
Oh, man. Barrio's fantastic. Man, the restaurants are great. Just going down to the water's awesome. I like to go down there around sunset. I love taking pictures. So there's just so many scenic areas that you can grab some great photos around here. That's been one of my favorite parts. I love Crocker Park. I think that place is fantastic. I spend way too much time there too. So
we all
do. Say that's probably the top for
Perfect.
Me.
And you could, by the way, if you want to see the awesome sunset pictures, and I've said it forever, it's one of the best Twitter feeds on the face of the earth. It's at MandyBell02. Your spring training stuff still sits near and dear to my heart of you, just pictures of kids all over the place playing baseball. So thank you so much for joining me, Mandy. This was awesome.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
Anytime. Enjoy your Memorial Day. And that was Mandy Bell of MLB. Oops, sorry to cut you off there. And that was Mandy Bell of MLB.com joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.